talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to? Huh? Okay.
WBAI programmer John McDonough has been organizing cab drivers in New York City for the Republican National Convention. John, it's good to have you with us. I heard you were offering a free cab ride to Vox Network's Bill O'Reilly. What was that about?
Well, what happens, we had a press conference in front of Fox Television on 6th Avenue last Monday with a group called Cabbies Against Bush, because Michael Moore had asked Bill O'Reilly, he said, would you send your kid to fight in Iraq? And Bill O'Reilly said no, he wouldn't send his kids, but that he would go himself and sacrifice his life. And I tell you now, that brought a tear to my eye. So we figured out, what can we do to help with the war effort? Because Bill O'Reilly was on television the next day, and we said, why hasn't he gone to Iraq? So we brought a couple of yellow cabs down to 6th Avenue, and we said, if the only thing holding up that American patriot, Bill O'Reilly, is a trip to the airport, we will give him the free ride to Kennedy Airport to fight for my freedom. So we led in about 20 reporters into the Fox building, and we handed in a coupon.
Were you able to get past the receptionist?
Oh, no, we never got. We got as far as the receptionist, because I think you would have been reading our obituary had we tried to go any further, because there was more security and people coming around with guns at Fox Television. So we thought the better. We figured Bill O'Reilly in his good time will make his way to Iraq, probably after the war is over.
And then Fox News Network apparently misconstruing CAB as a protest against economic conditions for New York City cab drivers called you in for an interview this past Friday, and you were able to straighten them out on the air. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they called up. They said they wanted to know what the protest was about. So Fox Television called, and they said, would you come on with this guy, Neil Cavuto, who does like a financial show? And we were off to the races. I lasted about 1 minute 52 seconds when he said, thank you, Mr. McDonough. The doors opened up. Producers came in, and I was escorted out of Fox, because normally you're allowed to go back to the green room and wash off the makeup and everything. I was in a cab back to Queens, I am not kidding, within 2 minutes after he says, thank you, Mr. McDonough.
Okay, let's have a listen.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Well, you would think with thousands of delegates descending on Manhattan next week, the cabbies would be going gaga. They're not. John McDonough now has been driving a cab in the Big Apple since 1977 and says that next week is going to be the biggest mess he's ever seen. So, John, you're not too psyched. Why not?
Well, because of all these so-called security precautions that are going around Manhattan and diverting the traffic everywhere, and I think Bloomberg is set up where some of the delegates will be able to come in from the airports for free. We just wish that they use some of the money that they have from the war profits from Halliburton and Bechtel and do a little trickle-down economy down to the cab drivers.
All right, so I take it you're not a fan of the Republicans.
No, we're organizing a protest against Republicans. We're asking cab drivers to turn their lights on and shine the light on Bush, and also passengers getting into the yellow taxis to ask the driver to turn on the headlights and do a protest for the 4 days that the Republicans are in town.
What if they already have daytime running lights anyway?
None of the cabs. They're Crown Victorias. Okay. There's 11,000 of them. They don't have the lights on. So if you do see a cab during those 4 days with the lights on, it'll be they're protesting the Bush administration and his policies probably in Iraq.
So there were no similar protests like this when the Democrats gathered in Boston?
I drive out of New York. I don't know what they were doing up in Boston, but this is what we're organizing here in New York City.
All right. John, would you pick up a Republican delegate if he or she needed a ride?
Oh, of course. And also, we're giving out a free coupon to anybody that wants to fight the war in Iraq. If they get that patriotic fervor during the convention, we'll give them a free ride to the airport if they want to go to Baghdad and fight for my freedom. I think it'll be a very worthy cause. It'll help us to help the war situation. And we'll be glad to take anyone to the airport that wants to fight on my behalf.
John, is there anything this president has done that you like?
Not in the last 4 years. And I don't want to see him in the next 4 years.
All right. Well, you made that abundantly clear. John, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
No problem.
New York City cab driver and WBAI programmer, John McDonough, outfoxing Fox on their own airwaves. John, do you think you have a future as a regular correspondent with Fox News?
I'm very disappointed that it is a short-lived career. But I did enjoy my 1 minute 52 seconds. I don't know what the benefits are or if I'll get a retirement package from Murdoch, but I'll put in for it. I would have to say I probably do have the record for the shortest career on Fox Television. I'm kind of proud of it.
I'm sure they are too, John. You were fair and balanced. Is there anything else you'd like to report on from the Big Apple while we've got you online?
Yeah, the security is getting so crazy in Manhattan. you come down the FDR Drive, you look into the East River. In the East River, you have Coast Guard vessels going up and down. You have NYPD boats going up and down with mounted 50 caliber machine guns. The East River now looks like the Mekong Delta. The only thing missing is John Kerry and a Swift boat, because they must be anticipating Osama bin Laden doing an amphibious assault on the island of Manhattan from Queens, because I can't think of any other reason for them to be going up and down the East River.
Well, there's always a lot of weird things floating in the East River.
Yeah, but now we're starting to look like a scene out of Apocalypse Now.
You can hear John McDonough every Saturday afternoon on WBAI's Radio Free Aaron, once a month as part of the Christmas Coup Comedy Players, and occasionally on Fox News Network.
Who do you think you're talking to?
To find out more about Cabbies Against Bush, go to lightupbush.com. Light is spelled L-I-T-E.
You talking to me?
This is Scooter, reporting from a nice, safe place, somewhere out in the Houston suburbs.
Well, I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to?